Hello, my name is Carmen Diaz. I'm a medical assistant at Kaiser Permanente of Washington. And today on our Ask an Expert session, we are going to be speaking to Laura Hopkins from SEIU Healthcare 1199 Northwest Multi-Employer Training Fund. Hi, Laura. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself to the audience, please?
Sure. My name is Laura Hopkins, as Carmen just said, and I am the executive director of the 1199 Northwest Multi-Employer Training Fund, and I am very honored to be here today.
Thank you. So I have some questions for you. I'm going to dive right in. My first question for you is, what is VHI?
VHI stands for the Virtual Healthcare Institute. And the Virtual Healthcare Institute is something that we created here at the Training Fund in order to make sure that we were able to provide education virtually in areas where we didn't have community colleges filling that need.
Okay, good. And for our guests that are not really familiar with virtual reality, can you explain what that is?
Yeah, sure. So with the VHI, we actually had the ability to not just offer classes virtually as people traditionally think about it, as in using Zoom or some other that type of technology. Instead, we were actually able to start using virtual reality in offering the courses. And specifically, we have virtual reality embedded into our certified nursing assistant program. And we also now have funding to build it into our medical assisting apprenticeship program. So we're very excited about that. But to your question of what is virtual reality, how does it work? Basically, it means that when we created this program, we actually got to have a professional virtual reality filming company come in and actually film scenarios in where then once you're a student, you wear goggles that make you look like and feel like and experience as if you are in the room in those scenarios. So it's very different than watching just a 2D video online that's telling you what to do. Instead, when you have the goggles on and you're watching these videos, it feels like the person, in this case, we had mentors who are explaining what to do, and it's as if they're talking directly to you, and you can actually look around. You can turn your head and look around and see the bed. You can see where the call button is. You can see the patient. And so it's a very different experience than watching a 2D video, but it's basically an opportunity for folks to experience in a virtual way what they are going to experience in reality.
Nice. Can you tell us a little bit of why it was created, why VHI was created?
Yeah, so we actually, VHI came entirely out of the COVID situation. When COVID first hit, we met with our employers and said, what is it that you need? They actually started talking about nurses because that was obviously their top priority, continues to be their top priority. But that wasn't something that we as a training fund could really make a big difference on in a short period of time. So we asked, what's your second need? And they said, that's certified nursing assistants. And that was something we actually did have the ability to affect and make change in. So we took it upon ourselves to create a virtual certified nursing assistant program. And when we first started it, we thought about just doing it in a traditional virtual format, but realized we really wanted to make sure that regardless of where students were located, that when they take this program, they actually could feel as if they were in a room with patients and having that experience. So we devised a plan to create a virtual reality program. And so I guess you could blame it all on COVID.
Something good to come out of COVID.
Yes.
Can you let us know what programs are currently being offered using VHI?
Yeah, so we have multiple programs that we are working on, but the Certified Nursing Assistant program is completed. We are working on the Medical Assisting program. We also have a program that we are doing right now that is part through VHI, which is the Introduction to Healthcare and Apprenticeship Programs. And that's a 3-week program that really helps people understand whether or not they want to get into healthcare, and if they do want to get into healthcare, what field might be the whether they want to go a clinical route or they'd rather go a more administrative route or what they want to do. And it helps them get prepared for work. So there's work readiness built in. And we also offer that through the Virtual Healthcare Institute.
Okay, and my last question today is, how can KP caregivers be involved?
So this is the piece where I really would like people's help. We are looking for mentors to be a part of a lot of our apprenticeship programs, both offered through the Virtual Healthcare Institute and some of our other apprenticeship programs as well. So if you're involved in any of the, I'm going to list off some occupations. If you are somebody who feels like they could, are interested in participating in helping people around central sterile processing, pharmacy tech, medical assistant, certified nursing assistant, or even someone who's interested in helping people who might not be in healthcare but are interested in getting into health or think they might be interested in getting into healthcare, we're looking for people to be instructors. We're looking for people to be mentors. We have lots of opportunities. We even are looking for people who are willing to be actors in our Virtual Healthcare Institute filming. We are looking for folks who are willing to be the folks who are documented and showing people what to do.
Thank you, Laura, for answering all those questions. This is very exciting.
Thank you, Carmen. It's my pleasure.